Hi, this is Pamela Neal from Holistic Tucson Online, and today we have David Bloom from Healthy Touch Massage Therapy, and he is practicing out of the Center for Advanced Energy Therapeutics on Kolb Road here in Tucson, Arizona. And I'd like to thank you for accepting the invitation to be interviewed today, and welcome, David.
Well, thanks, Pamela. It's terrific to be here with you today, and I just want to thank you for putting Holistic Tucson Online together for all of us to use. It's a great resource.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting everybody and seeing all the wonderful events and just connecting with everyone. So yeah. It's been fun for me too. So thank you. Yeah, and David is a licensed massage therapist. And now tell us a little bit about your background, David. Because I think you have a little bit of a different background from most massage therapists.
Well, yeah, I spent 27 years as a physical therapy assistant, both in California and in Arizona, and then became disillusioned with the medical system gradually over time, and about 3.5 years ago decided that I needed to get out, and I went to massage school to get a massage license so that I could offer the same quality of care I was accustomed to giving to people without having to go through the medical system. So that's kind of my background.
Yeah, I can understand that. I worked for a healthcare facility back in the early 90s, and that's when things were just changing. So I totally know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Now that's an interesting background. So how did your experience as a physical therapy assistant and your expertise with the healthcare field, how does that help you in your as you do massage now when you work as you work with clients?
Well, I get a wide variety of clients with a wide variety of problems, and my background allows me the ability to be able to assess their needs a little more thoroughly and provide specific treatments and modalities that will work best for them as quickly as possible and as long-lasting as possible. So they get a better outcome in a shorter period of time than they're going to get from just someone who has just a basic massage therapy background.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's incredible. Now, we know the primary benefits of massage, kind of relaxation the wonderful feeling you get after a massage. What benefits does your particular style offer that another massage therapist wouldn't offer? So kind of your style, what is a person going to get when they come to you for a massage?
Well, first of all, I get a fairly thorough assessment of their physical needs. And then I adapt all of the variety of techniques that I use to be as specific as possible to that individual's needs, so it's not a cookbook kind of massage. Every time you come to me, it's going to be different. I may follow the same path around the body, but what I do in each area that I'm working on is different every time. So I'm using a variety of techniques, both massage therapy and physical therapy oriented, and some I've borrowed from the osteopathic community as well, and some energy work, and it's all blended together.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So you each person that comes in, you tailor a massage specific to that person.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, I know you mentioned energy work and some different types of practices. What other types of practices do you use along with your massage?
Well, borrowed from the physical therapy world, I do myofascial release techniques, which is elongating the connective tissue that surrounds everything in the body. It gives you more freedom of movement and relieves a lot of tension and pain.
Okay.
I use strain-counter-strain techniques, which is osteopathic, and that's a way of sort of tricking the tight areas to let go.
Oh, okay.
And it's a painless way to do it.
I vote for that.
Which is the best part.
Okay.
I do craniosacral techniques, which work more on the nervous system, the central nervous system, the spine, and the brain, and the fluid that surrounds all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's very calming to the nervous system, and it kind of settles your body down.
Okay.
And then I also do Reiki,
okay.
Which is a whole different perspective. That's the energy side of it.
Oh, sure.
And then I do sports massage, which is real deep, specific work, and pregnancy massage and things like that.
Oh, great. Well, you've got quite a toolbox there to help someone out. Now, the myofascial release, what is there a specific thing that someone would come in that they would have, like you said, the tight muscles? Is there a certain thing that someone would have that would come to you and that you would use?
Well, a lot of people that come to me that I do myofascial release on have some sort of chronic pain problem.
Okay.
That's existed over a long period of time, and it's just not gone away with conventional treatment.
Okay.
And so it's kind of an alternative to injection therapies and surgeries to release tendons and things like that. And it's also good for chronic pain conditions like fibromyalgia and conditions like that.
Oh, cool. That sounds wonderful. And then also the strain, counter strain, these are two that I'm not that familiar with. So what would someone come to you with that you would use the strain, counter strain?
It's another soft tissue technique primarily aimed more at the reflex part of muscle tightness. And it sort of short circuits the reflexes that are causing the muscles to be tight.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives a more long-lasting carryover from the treatment.
Oh, okay.
Other modalities
too. Oh, wow. Well, that sounds wonderful. I think I'm going to schedule a massage. anyway, I have it from a very good source that your massages are incredible. So I was talking to Mega, and she recommended you very highly.
That's always good to hear.
Yes. Now, you're on Kolb, and you're at the Center for Advanced Energy Therapeutics. How did you choose that location?
A lot of it was just a feel that I got when I came into the place. In fact, when I first saw that there was a room for rent there, I just drove by, and I got a feel just from passing by. I got kind of an energy vibe from it, and then I went in and saw it. And as soon as I saw the facility, I said, I have to be here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's just a phenomenal place to work.
Oh, it is. I mean, I've been in there. I've stopped in and visited with Mega, and it's funny because as you talk about it, you know, I can just feel the energy right now. So, it is a beautiful location, and she's really done a nice job. And I peeked in at your room, and it feels very comforting and very safe and very sacred. So, you've built a very nice space.
I wanted my room to feel almost like a cocoon.
Oh.
You come in there and just feel like it's a warm, safe place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Mega and I were designing it, that's what we came up with.
Okay. Yeah, you did a very good job. Yes. Now let's talk a little bit about who refers clients to you. Where do your clients come from, or how do you work with your clients? Because I know you've got the background and you're familiar with the healthcare field. So how do you work with the healthcare professionals?
Well, a lot of the healthcare professionals refer clients to me when either they've failed other therapies, or their benefits have run out and they just can't continue because it's too expensive to go to a physical therapist for physical therapy. So they send them to me, and sometimes I'll work with them in conjunction with the physical therapist, where I'm working on the soft tissue, connective tissue component, and the therapist will work on the joint alignments and exercise training and things like that. So we have an ongoing relationship, and I, you know, depending on the client's needs, I will communicate back and forth with the other healthcare professionals that are involved in the care, if need be, and as long as the client agrees to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have that relationship with a lot of practitioners around town, and so they send their clients to me.
Oh, cool. So now if we went the other way, so if someone's listening to this interview and they're seeing a physical therapist or they're in some type of healthcare, working with some healthcare professionals now, and they want to to use your services as a way, you know, kind of an integrative with the current ones. So do they need to just work with their providers to refer you to them, or
I don't require a referral.
Okay.
It's nice if I'm going to be having an ongoing relationship with this provider that they at least know who I am and what I do. But I can handle that from my end if the client wishes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, if they want to come to me for an assessment and a treatment and then see if it and decide that they want to continue with me and they want me to, I can contact their providers and let them know what's going on as well.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. There, again, another service that you offer that not many massage therapists would offer. So that's wonderful. Now, you also teach at Cordova Institute.
Cortiva Institute. It's formerly the Desert Institute of the Healing Arts. Cortiva bought the school about 3 years ago. They're a national education company focusing on massage therapy. And as an alumnus, when they saw what I was doing with my practice and the way I work with people, they asked me to come back and teach. So I've helped teach the ethics program here, and right now I teach the clinic courses. I teach an intro to clinic course where I prepare the students for the student clinic, and then I also oversee one of the student clinics on Saturdays.
Oh, cool. Now, I know you have some other goals as far as working with Cortiva, as far as what you would like to see incorporated into the program. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, we're working with developing some education on alternative therapies, what's considered, quote, alternative therapies, such as energy work, craniosacral work, those kinds of things, into the curriculum so the students at least understand what it is and have an idea of how to do some of these things. They're not going to be trained enough to be practitioners in those, but at least they can go seek out further education on that. But I'd like to see that as part of the regular curriculum and also help them learn a little bit more about critical thinking and how to assess their clients a little better so that they figure out what their clients really need and not just do a cookbook massage.
Yes, and I think that what you've talked about today is how you use your assessment skills and how to determine how to treat the whole person, right?
Right. It's about becoming a holistic practitioner is about treating the whole person and not just their complaints or not just their physical problems, but everything that's involved in that, the emotional side of it, the energetic side of it, and even the spiritual side of it. It all comes into play.
Oh, yes. No, and that's wonderful. Well, wow, you just sound like you've and I love that you're sharing your information with people that are just new or are just working with massage, because I think, like when we were talking before, some of the best massages that I've had have been someone who has either incorporated other modalities into the massage, or, you know, is at least aware of more than just, you know, okay, this is what I learned in school. Here's, you know, I start here, I end here. Okay, thank you. You know, but it's so nice when you can incorporate, like you said, all of those different aspects, and it sounds like you do it very well.
Well, thank you. I do my best.
Oh, yes. And I guess one last question. What's your favorite part of your work that you're doing? What's your favorite part as far as the work that you do and work there and the work with Cortiva?
Well, as far as my own practice, my favorite part is seeing someone come in with pain or disability or dysfunction and my ability to alleviate that for them and have them get off the table smiling and happy and comfortable. As far as school goes, when I see the students working in the clinic and the clients come off the table with that kind of reaction from the students' work, that's very gratifying to me as well, because I know I'm doing my job as a teacher.
Yes, for sure. Well, that's wonderful. Now, I'm looking at your website or your email here. So what is you've got your tagline? And so what is your tagline?
It's, I don't remember it verbatim.
Okay. I'll read it. Yeah, it's okay. offering a healthy alternative to conventional therapies to help our client live a fuller life. And I think that's what we've talked about today, is working with people who have, you don't just specialize in just people with pain. You do the whole, as we talked about, you work with pregnancy and you work with the general population. But it's also to help those people who are in pain or are in need to try a different alternative help them to live a fuller life and...
Yeah, it's not just about treating the problems that they have now. It's about preventing future problems as well.
Yes, and I think that's where we're trying to educate people is these aren't just modalities that you use when you're not feeling good. You know, a regular massage is good for the body and the soul, right?
Yes, it is. Good for everything.
For everything, yes. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, David. And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they contact you?
Well, for just general information about me, they can go to my website. It's healthytouchmassagetherapy.com. By email, the email address is healthytouchmt, as in massage therapist, at msn.com.
Okay.
And my business phone line is area code 520-250-0818.
So. Well, that sounds wonderful. And everybody, I suggest you call David up and book a massage, and you'll definitely walk out of there much happier and healthier. It sounds like.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today, Pamela. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and also David is on Holistic Tucson Online, and so we'll make sure that you get a link to that when I write up the profile.
Okay.
And and it's just been a real pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you in person one of these days.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yes, cool. This is Pamela Neal from Holistic Tucson Online, and thank you for listening to my interview today with David Bloom, the licensed massage therapist from Healthy Touch Massage Therapy. And you can find us at Holistic Tucson Online, all one word, .ning.com. And you can email me at Pamela_Neal@yahoo.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And be sure to, if you enjoy this message, please feel free to join Holistic Tucson and join all of our wonderful members there and join in the conversation and networking and all the fun that we're having there. So thank you and have a wonderful day on purpose. Bye now.